From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Donald Trump told a news conference in Washington Thursday that the media is painting a false picture of his administration as chaotic, when in fact, he says, it's running like a fine-tuned machine. In a session marked by contentious exchanges with reporters, the president complained of unfair coverage of his administration's first days.
The media is trying to attack our administration because they know we are following through on pledges that we made, and they're not happy about it for whatever reason.
Mr. Trump denied having any contacts or connections with Russia. He said ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was only doing his job when he made contacts with the Russian ambassador during the recent presidential campaign. He says the reason Flynn resigned or was fired was because he had been dishonest with the vice president and had denied the contacts took place. The president said he will issue a new executive order on immigration. It will replace the last one, which was put on hold by a federal court. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says the Trump administration supports a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. She spoke to reporters after attending her first Security Council meeting on the issue.
We absolutely support a two-state solution, but we are thinking out of the box as well, which is, what does it take to bring these two sides to the table?
Haley said any solution is going to come from the Israelis and Palestinians and that the United States is just there to support the process. A bipartisan group of lawmakers introduced legislation on Wednesday to prevent the Trump administration from repealing sanctions on Russia without congressional approval. House Democratic Minority Whip Steny Hoyer says he thinks there is enough support to pass the sanctions bill by a veto-proof margin. This is VOA News.